Hello, audio boom. Just thought I would do a quick audio boom to say hello, as I haven't done one for a little while. As you can hear, the boys are listening to the Navy Lark. They're quite funny, but I do find them quite samey, so anybody listening out there who likes the Navy Lark will probably be screaming at this audio boom going, "How dare you say that!" But yeah, you know, as I say, they are funny, but they are sort of very samey, and I just think that once you've heard one, you've heard about 5,000 and 5,025,000 and 10,000. Anyway, hope you've all had a nice weekend. Hope the weather has been nice wherever you are. The weather in Great Yarmouth today has been absolutely glorious. We managed to sit outside for a bit, which was nice, at the King's Head, which is a pub in Belton, which is a little village not far away from here. And then we went in and had some food for tonight. Their food's quite nice, actually. It's really good the pub's picked up, because there was a time when the pub really was not doing that well, and I was wondering whether it would actually close, but obviously it's managed to survive, which is good. So yesterday went into Great Yarmouth after having our feet done, had some lunch at Market Row Cafe. Darren and I have both done booze from there, so that's good. And then we went to and did some shopping at Wilko's. Had a gentleman help me who I haven't had help me before, but actually he wasn't bad, so that was all right, worked out. It was very comical. I walked in and they said, "Sue's not in today," who is usually the lady that helps me go around and get my stuff. I said, "Okay, no worries." I knew that anyway because she told me. So I got some bits. Then we went into Starbucks, had a drink. Last night we just chilled out. I listened to a bit of the Eurovision. Again, I guess somebody might be shouting at me, thinking, "I don't want to listen to that." The only thing I would say about it is it's strange the way they've done the voting now, because obviously people vote, and then it seems that each country that votes, they only tell you who they're giving their 12 points to, and the rest of the points get put on the screen, which is really crap, especially when you can't see and you're actually listening to it. But yeah, I guess it probably speeds things up a little bit, as there are 26 countries they have to get through. And today, as I said, we went to the King's Head. Before that, Tim and I went to Pets at Home to get some bits. Tim and Millie, his staffie, are going to travel back as far as London with me tomorrow, so that'll be good. I don't know how many minutes I've got left, but then I can't hear my voiceover. Oh, bugger. Need to move. I can't hear it anyway. Oh, I'm just going to let it run out because I can't hear it. Oh, what's it like outside? Let's see. Pause recording. Button. 4 minutes and 0 seconds. Pause recording. Button. I can hear it now. Oh, it's got a little bit cooler. Oh, the temperature's dropped. But it's very quiet out here, as you can hear. Really, really quiet. Fortunately, the dogs haven't followed me out. Yeah, it's really quiet. But this side of the road, like this end of the road, is much... Well, it's not bad. Oh, I feel a bit chilly now. Going back in. Just going to check. Oopsie. Oops. Stupid thing. Just going to see if Tim's washing is dry. So I'm going to take you with me into a very, very, very noisy bedroom, because Darren's tumble dryer is absolutely mayhem. Oh, it's a bit warmer in here. Oh, nice. Because I've got my washing in the washing machine. Well, Darren and mine. And obviously that needs drying as well. Amazing how much you spend at Pets at Home. I tell you that for nothing. It's, before you know it, you spent a fortune. Well, I always end up spending too much when I go to Pets at Home. Oh, it's a bit steamy, so maybe it's still wet. Oh my God, there's far too much in it. I wouldn't have put that much in there. Yeah, it's getting there. Oh. Put it back on. What else have I got to tell you? Not much, apart from I'm back at work tomorrow. Which will be okay, I guess. Although, well, work's work for anyone that works. And you know, it's amazing how much rubbish people with disabilities who work have to put up with. I'll tell you that for nothing. Everybody thinks you're so, so lucky and so grateful to have a job. And yeah, partly they're right. You know, jobs are hard to get, and I get that. But they are hard work because it's not just doing the work that's a problem. It's actually everything else you have to put up with. Oh, come on. I'm trying to check my time again. Train recording. Oh, God, come on.
6 minutes and 44 seconds and 10 minutes and 0 seconds.
Okay, well, I'll just let it carry on until it runs out. This is another very, very noisy area. This is Darren's kitchen, and he has the washing machine and the dishwasher on, and they are both noisy. He's got a tabletop dishwasher, which is great because obviously that's what he has. It's what he has space for. But it's bloody noisy. Oops, just gonna make some tea before I think about going to bed. Oopsie, that's Darren's big cup. Now I need to find myself a cup. Oh no, don't you dare, washing machine, you're too noisy. No, 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 God almighty. Anyway, audio boom. I can't possibly compete with this noise, so I'm gonna upload. And I will be back with another update very soon. Take care and have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, whatever you do. Whatever you're doing, be good or be careful. Speak soon.